Andrew Short, two-time King of Bercy this year, third place, which isn't too bad considering you lost some positions when you forgot to take a joker lane one night. But overall, you even led the main the night, so you have to be happy.
Yeah, it was great training for me, you know, to run with Barsha and Kennard, and you can ride at home all you want. But this format's changed a lot since I've been here. A lot of one-lap sprints and elimination races, stuff that maybe not my specialty. And great to work on those areas, so I think it was great preparation. I love this race at Bercy. There's so much history. All the greats have ridden here, and even come here this year to see JMB and Everts. And
I was talking to him.
Yeah, many great racers, and the whole atmosphere makes this race really special, and it's one of a kind, riding down hallways and whatnot. So overall, really enjoyed it.
Man, your practice times, yeah, like you said, just one area where you're not great at, but then in the Super Pole, you'd stand up on top for a while and you let a main, but the practice times just, yeah, we're off. Weird.
Yeah, even back home, it's the same way. I'm never very fast in practice, but when the gate drops, when it counts, something in my mind clicks, and that's what's cool as a racer, you know, everything else disappears and you just focus on what's in front of you, and that's one of my favorite moments, or favorite things about racing, so I think tonight was the same way, and you know, it was great to kind of get some time. You know, I got to go over the gate and with other riders and stuff, so I got good starts. A lot better than Monster Cup, so I feel like I'm making improvements, and hopefully can continue on that path and have a strong first race at Anaheim.
Now you grabbed the lead in the last main event here. You know those two Honda guys are coming. What's your thoughts? And when did you see them? And Trey got you in the tunnels, I think, and Barsha got you after the in the first turn.
Yeah, when Trey got me, I wasn't so bummed. I was going to try to, you know, put a little buffer in between him and Barsha, but Barsha smoked me, so. And I was a little timid. You know, he ran in hot on me after the whoops on the first heat race, and I was a little nervous. Same thing, you know. It's like he's not afraid of running in, and it definitely had me thinking. And so, I don't know, it was kind of weird, but I felt like I rode a strong race, and I need a little more speed to run with those guys.
Okay, so Joker Lane, you missed it. But if you had to pick the Joker Lane, the Super Pole, the elimination races, which you dominated at, well, yeah, you won today. I don't know if you dominated, but you won today. What do you like the best? What's the favorite thing out of all those kind of quirky deals?
I like the one-lap wonder race. The Super Pole, I guess. It's definitely not my specialty. It kind of shows what everybody's got. And the Euros are really good, especially the French kids. They can lay down one lap like no one else. And it's interesting to see everyone's techniques. It's not my specialty, so it's something I can definitely work on. But it's an amazing feeling to be in a stadium this size with that many people. They're in an empty state, a seat in the house, and all the eyes are on you. It's kind of like it's a gnarly feeling that you don't ever really get to, you know, be a part of. So it was cool. That was probably my favorite part, and to win the elimination race was a big surprise tonight, and definitely put a smile on my face.
After the Monster Cup, you were probably like most people, and you were going, what was going through Dungey and Villopoto's mind, and how could they miss the Joker Lane? I cannot believe it. And then you did it, so now you know, for the record, what's it like to miss a Joker Lane?
Yeah, you know, over here it's weird. You're like in a fit, like, I don't know, dazed the whole time, I should say. And I wasn't too focused before the main. I was over here just trying to have fun and do my laps. And it didn't even cross my mind until I went over the finish line like an idiot. But it's
in your defense, it's 40-second laps. And the last the flagger guy is not exactly waving that thing.
No, but that's no excuse. Okay. I mean, I wasn't even thinking about it. It wasn't a priority for me. And, you know, I'm thankful I didn't have $100,000 on the line like those guys. Yeah. And you know, over here, no one really cares. So, but it was cool. And tonight, I actually think it was faster than previous nights. So, I don't know. Yeah. Interesting twist. I kind of like it in Supercross.
Hey, and the track, I don't know what it was like when you won. I don't think I was here. But for me, I've been coming here 5 or 6 years. It was the toughest one I've seen. The triple quad, I mean, it was gnarly. You had to hit it good.
Yeah, I don't know, same track. It normally has more twists and turns, I think, when I've been here, but I was on a 250F majority of the time, or a 125 two-stroke, and they had the over-under bridge, and it seemed like the track was a little longer and a little more technical. It seems like this is more of a four-stroke Bercy track.
You should have been here in the years past when everything was so easy, like it was ridiculous.
Yeah, see, I miss those years, but I rarely have raced Bercy where they had a lot of 180 turns and a lot of straight lines, so it was unique for me. I thought it was a great track. They did really good on the maintenance, and it was challenging, like you said.
Cool. Thanks, man. I think we really bonded this weekend. Thanks.
We don't every week.